Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, we have another great hour coming up for you. For those joining us online, though, we have two great segments I know you're going to really enjoy. We're going to kick things off, though, by speaking to recording artist Lydia the Goddess. We're going to talk to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. If you're just now hearing about Lydia, you actually will be hearing a single by her called Wanna Dance, featuring recording artist Ziggy. We also will be sharing with you all how you can stay connected with her as well. But Lydia, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing really good. Glad to have you on with us, Lydia, and I know our listeners are going to enjoy this as well. You know, the great thing about you, Lydia, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is that you are one of those people that have figured out in life what you wanted to do, and now you're able to pursue that. I mean, what does it feel like for you to have the dream of being able to sing and perform and now to be able to do that?
I started really young in church, you know what I'm saying? It's just an honor. It's a gift from God, and I just want to share it around the world. You know, my music means something. I always have a meaning. You know, I'm very original, and like I said, I've done American Idol. I've done shows. I've done concerts, and like I said, I've never stopped, even though I didn't make it as far as I wanted to in American Idol. It was a great experience, and it showed me to not give up, because everybody knows American Idol is pretty much for TV. But, you know, even though you do have great talent, sometimes, you know, people won't look at you like that. You know, you really have to find that person that sees these things in you and sometimes bring it out of you.
Right.
So, you know, I enjoy my music. I enjoy people listening to me because I do have something to say. Like I said, it's been years, you know, singing in the church, you know, singing for Christ, and to this point now, and I'm just glad and I'm grateful to have this opportunity.
Yeah, well, you know, you bring up a really good point, Lydia, and I want to talk to you about that because, you know, as you said, you know, there are all kind of opportunities that you've been able to take advantage of, and you've definitely keep moving forward. What has kept you so persistent? Because you know, Lydia, like I do, there are people who sometimes they'll reach a difficult time or an obstacle, or they'll hear a no, and they kind of shut down. What has kept you pushing forward, you know, and even, you know, going further, even though things, you know, may not go the way you want them to?
Exactly. The thing is, sometimes I did want to give up. It's not an easy task to being an artist, especially coming from Mississippi. You know, so many people are very judgmental about your music, and plus my music is really not just specifically hip-hop, and that's what we're adapted to, you know what I'm saying? So my music is basically grasping all genres, all cultures, and, you know, I really haven't gave up because I know deep down inside myself that I do have what it takes and my drive and ambition. You know, like I said, of course I wanted to give up a lot of times, you know, when people don't give me the type of response that I want, or, you know, they just give you the runaround because, you know, they're expecting a little bit something more from you. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to go about this the right way and the correct way. And, you know, I've just been praying about it. You know, what is my purpose? What do you want me to do, Lord? And, you know, at this point, I really think it's just my music, period. And that's what I love to do since I was a child. And I really never gave up entirely everything for my music. But at this point, it's like I know my calling and I know my purpose. And it is my music, so, you know, I want to be heard, and now is that time. I know it is.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing, and that attitude is so important. For sure, Lydia, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Speaking to recording artist Lydia the Goddess today, we're talking to her not only about her own love of music, but how she's been able to keep pushing forward and being able to do what she loves. So because you've been able to do so much already, Lydia, and because there's so much ahead of you, there are people that you mentioned, you know, who, you know, are not only seeing what you're doing, but they're inspired by you as well. I mean, what has that been like for you to know that just by your living your life and going for your own own goals and dreams, that you've been able to inspire other people to do the same thing.
I mean, that's amazing, and that's really where I started from, you know, watching TV, watching different artists that inspired me. You know, it's so many, I can't really just pick one because,
yeah.
you know, everybody is different. Everybody is versatile. So, you know, it's amazing that people could look at me and be inspired by my music because an artist, that's what you want to do. You want to deliver something so somebody can be connected to you, somebody can understand what you're saying, you know, your words and your music. Somebody can feel that. You have a story to tell. So that's wonderful. You know what I'm saying? And to all my fans, I just want to say thank you because there's a reason why I keep going the way that I do. You know, some people are judgmental about my music, but it doesn't make me stop. It just motivates me to keep pushing.
Right. Exactly, and I think that is the great thing. We're going to get into the music a little bit later because we're going to be hearing the single "Wanna Dance" by you, Lydia, featuring recording artist Ziggy as well. I want to talk about, you know, about comfort, because one of the things that our online audience is seeing right now, they're seeing a group of shots of you, beautiful pictures of you, by the way, Lydia. And the thing that I thought about is that, you know, looking at those pictures of you, you're able to see someone who's definitely confident in their own skin. I mean, where did that come from, the ability to be able to love yourself and to be comfortable with who you are?
I mean, honestly, I really think it came from my grandmother. She was very strong-willed, and I can't leave out my mom as well, but, you know, she was just a hard worker, really didn't care what nobody had to say about her. You know, she just kept grinding and kept doing her thing, and now, you know, she's very wealthy. You know, she's doing really good for herself without anybody's help, without no handouts. So, you know, that makes me be confident, and it goes back when I was telling you, you know, about church and American Idol. You know, I had that stage presence since I was young, since I was a child, so I am comfortable with myself. But, you know, sometimes it's just really not that easy because, like I said, I keep stressing, so many people are so judgmental. You just have to keep that in the back of your mind and just keep pushing.
Yeah. How important is it for you, Lydia, that the music that we hear, the music that you record, it is truly reflective of who you are as an artist?
Well, I'm going to say, like I said, my words mean something. And it's just, I'm sorry because right now it's very emotional for me because
mm-hmm.
I love what I do, like I
right.
said. And it's not easy. It's not easy. I've been doing this for years, you know, so it does specify who I am. Because everybody around here know that I've never given up on my dream. This has been a childhood dream. And even though I did this or did that, I've always came back to what I truly believe in. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And, you know, I just want to give an honor to God because he never, you know, just let that leave from my spirit. I know, you know, that it is a gift from him. So why should I stop? You know, why should I stop? This is what he wants.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think, you know, as long as people are able to keep that in mind, for sure. Now, you mentioned your fans earlier, Lydia, and one of the ways you've been able to stay connected with them is through social media, sites like Facebook, where we were posting about this conversation today. I mean, it's one thing for you to have people around you, Lydia, who are there for you, you know, cheering you on. But what is it like for you to have people online that you've never met being able to be inspired by you too?
I mean, like I said, that's amazing, you know. It's a dream come true because I was that person that was, you know, on celebrities' Facebook page, different artists' Facebook page that I idolized. You know, I have Facebook friends now that are artists and celebrities that I follow. So, you know, I know how it feels. It's an honor. You know, it's an honor and it's a blessing. I can't leave that out either. You know, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for everything and the opportunity again.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, the single that we're going to be listening to here, and we'll go ahead and get into that, is called "Wanna Dance." It's a great song. I know our listeners are going to enjoy it. How did this particular song come about, Lydia?
Oh, well, I was with one of my the guys that I went to school with. He's a producer. He goes by Craig Shell. He's an amazing producer. You know, we linked up. And he never made a pop beat. He never made an Eddie beat. And he made this beat. I told him how I wanted it. It was basically our 2 minds together. You know, I told him what I wanted in my beat, and he did it. It's an amazing beat. So I started then plotting, like, I love this song. This is a club banger. You know, what can I say to this song to just make the people go crazy, make the ladies love this? And,
right.
You know, it was a sexy beat, so I wanted to make a sexy song, basically. And I made the hook, and I sung it to Stan, and he let Ziggy listen to it. And he loved it. He told me to get my butt to Jackson right now, and we will lay this down right now. And I went with no pen and paper. In less than 30 minutes, we had a track. We had a banging-ass track. It was, everybody was shocked. You know, everybody was lost for words. It's an amazing song. And I love, you know, doing business with him. You know, they treated me like family.
Oh, good. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Lydia the Goddess, featuring recording artist Ziggy with Wanna Dance. We'll be back with our final moments with Lydia right after this. Stay with us.
I just wanna move, body, move, I ain't coming, take it slow. Take your head down.
have recording artist Lydia the Goddess featuring Ziggy on the single Wanna Dance right here on Conversations Live. We actually been speaking with Lydia today, talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to keep pushing forward to be able to go for her dreams and to see the way that people are responding to it. So when people hear a song by you, Lydia, what do you want them to know about you as an artist?
Well, personally, you know, I'm real, and I'm going to keep it real at all times. I'm very original, and my music is different. You know, I've gotten that for a long time, but I just wanted to share to the world, you know, that I come from the same place you come from. You know, we're the same. You know, I'm from Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? So I know the struggle. I know, and I'm just one of these, one out of how many, a million local artists that are just trying to get their messages across. So to everybody that's listening, I just really want your support. And just really tell me what you think and, you know, criticize me, constructive criticism. I take that very well. You know, I love learning new things. So whatever you got, you know, just bring it on.
All right. So, Lydia, how can they stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you musically?
Okay, they can reach me on Facebook at Lydia the Goddess. That's B-H-A. G-O-D-D-E-S-S, on Twitter at The Goddess X-Rated, that's The Goddess _ X-R, the number 8, D, and on Instagram at Lydia The Goddess. I'm also on SoundCloud at Lydia The Goddess as well.
Okay. So make sure you all are staying connected with Lydia. We'll be posting those links as well to make it easy for you guys to be able to find her. And, Lydia, one last question I have for you, and I think this is an important one. For anybody out there who has a goal or a dream, what would you say to them about the importance of not giving up?
Keep pushing. You know, all the negativity, the jealousy, you're going to have it all, the haters. You know, everything comes with trying to be something positive and do something constructive. You know, you're going to have all of the haters and things like that, but at the end of the day, put it in the back of your mind. If this is really what you want to do and, you know this 100%, give it your all. Never stop. You know, it's going to get hard. It's going to get rough. You're going to get doors slammed in your face. Just keep pushing, and that's the thing about me. You know, I have many doors slammed in my face, but I know, you know, it only takes that one person, that one good song, and there's your door.
Right.
You know, just simple as that.
There you go. And you're hearing from someone who definitely loves firsthand. Again, everyone, Lydia the Goddess has been our guest. Lydia, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Hey, you do the same thing. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. You guys could not hear the single. It was not a radio-friendly version. But if you guys are online with us, you all can go back and catch the replay that includes the single. It's already listed on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and we've already tagged Lydia on both of those places. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link you'll find there. You can listen to the entire interview with Lydia, including the single that was played here during the single I Wanna Dance. You guys can find all of that there on our social media sites. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come at the bottom of the hour. For our online audience, though, we are going to lose you. So if you did come in late, as I said, find the link on our social media pages. Stay connected with Lydia all over the place. Again, as she mentioned, she's on Facebook, she's on Twitter, she's on Instagram. So make sure you guys stay connected with her there. And then, of course, on her SoundCloud page, where you can stay connected with the music as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.